Thank you very much for your question. Whether they scope, certainly, I would be hesitant, because then it becomes probably context specific to say whether they scope in a formal sense. In an informal sense, certainly the coordination, cooperation efforts, I think, have hugely increased since the 90s, and there are mechanisms in place which were, when I remember back when I was in former Yugoslavia, were just at the beginning of really cooperating between different agencies. So there, certainly, we have improved. Whether we could go further to formalize that scope, sometimes I'm hesitant, because then I go back to my idea of complementarity has its strengths. And then, because of that, it's also good, yes, that there is some distinctiveness. At the same time, maybe just add another element which can be interesting in the humanitarian sector working more closely together. I think these days what you hear also is also looking beyond the humanitarian sector, because very often in protracted conflicts which last 30, 40, 50 years, it's not only just a humanitarian crisis during 40, 50 years. Fortunately, for good or bad, these societies continue, in a sense, to function, but they function also because there is some sort of an economy. And we at the ICRC, we are convinced, even if it's a challenge, it's not easy, we have to reach out also to this part of the sector. And there, I think we as humanitarian actors have to think how we can, be nearer, sometimes engage in partnerships, because obviously in protracted conflict, if a microeconomy can flourish again, it can also stabilize and bring what we were discussing today, a more stable situation, and could even lead to peace. With all its challenges, we know also when humanitarian activity is obviously not an economic activity, but society is sufficiently complex that, again, with an approach of complementarity, we have to widen our approach, and we are certainly at the ICRC looking into that and seeing also how partnerships could help us. And when I speak of partnerships, and probably that's also relevant for mine action, we speak also just of technical partnerships that maybe some technical enterprises could provide some new things they develop to the humanitarian sectors. We have seen that in mine action. I remember also, yes, the older days when certain technologies were developed and quite quickly made available for humanitarian demining. And in that spirit, yes, I would certainly say that we have to work together.